From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Former Army and Navy secretaries will now be heading a broad Pentagon probe into the circumstances surrounding the shootings at Fort Hood. Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced today that former Army Secretary Togo West and former Navy Chief Vernon Clark will oversee a 45-day review. He says they'll look at the military's process of determining which of its members might pose a threat.
It is prudent to determine immediately whether there are internal weaknesses or procedural shortcomings in the department that could make us vulnerable in the future.
The investigation follows the deaths of 13 people and the wounding of dozens of others after Army Major Nidal Hassan allegedly opened fire at the Army post. President Obama has already ordered a review of all intelligence relating to Hassan, including reported contacts with the radical Islamic cleric. The House has passed a bill to cancel a scheduled pay cut for doctors in Medicare, but its prospects in the Senate are not good. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
If Congress doesn't act this month or next, doctors who treat Medicare patients are facing a 21% pay cut starting January 1st. Democrats and Republicans in Congress agree that's too much, but they disagree on how to fix the problem. The bill passed by the House by a vote of 243 to 183 would eliminate the funding formula that's called for cuts for the past 7 years, but it wouldn't offset the $210 billion cost. It would, however, ensure that most future legislation that adds to the deficit is paid for. The Senate tried to pass a similar bill last month, but it failed to garner even a majority. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
University of California Regents voted to increase student fees by 32% during a meeting today at UCLA. Hundreds of students demonstrated outside of the meeting hall and took over a building on the Los Angeles campus. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The fee increase will put the cost of a UC education at more than $10,000 a year. University of California President Mark Udoff said it is shameful that state funding for the university has been cut so drastically.
Well, I'm not happy. You do what is necessary to keep the great University of California where it is and serving its students. And this is necessary.
Students from all over the 10 UC campuses have been protesting in Los Angeles for the past 2 days. Pamela Calera, a third-year undergraduate, says her family can't afford the hikes and she won't be able to come back next year.
They need to think about what they're doing to California and its future. We're the future. What's going to happen to us?
Officials say low-income students will not be affected by the rate hikes, although the UC president did not say how long that exemption would be in place. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 93 points. The Nasdaq fell 36. This is NPR News. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has announced that it will give $335 million in grants to promote effective teaching. The money will support school systems and charter schools that are trying to boost teacher quality and are trying to measure what works in the classroom. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The grants will go to three different school districts, Hillsborough County, Florida, the Memphis, Tennessee City Schools, and the Pittsburgh Public Schools, as well as to the College Ready Promise, a coalition of five charter organizations in Los Angeles. The Gates Foundation said they are all being rewarded for taking initial steps toward making teachers more effective. Melinda Gates said she is convinced that in order to improve education dramatically, the foundation must assure that every student has an effective teacher. $45 million of the grant will go to a project that is trying to assess what makes an effective teacher. The grants come as Secretary of Education Arne Duncan has been shining a spotlight on the nation's teacher colleges, urging them to overhaul teacher training. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Critics are skeptical of Afghan President Hamid Karzai's pledge to crack down on corruption and prepare his security forces to lead the battle against insurgents. Karzai made the promise during his inauguration for a second five-year term. He's under U.S. pressure to improve his government's performance. Karzai's remarks came on the same day that suicide bombers killed a dozen people in two separate attacks in southern Afghanistan. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials down 93 points at 10,332. The Nasdaq fell 36 points to close at 2,156. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.